Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide, ready to help you navigate this crazy journey called life. Ever feel like success is this elusive, perfect mountain peak, and failure is just this giant obstacle in the way? Well, let me tell you, that's a pretty common thought. But what if I told you that failure wasn't an enemy, but a stepping stone? A vital part of the journey to reaching your goals. Sounds crazy, right? That's what we're diving into today, embracing failure as a way to level up your life. It's not about ignoring the setbacks, it's about changing our perspective on them. Because trust me, every successful person you admire out there has probably fallen flat on their face a few times before they got where they are. Now, here's the deal, when we think about failure, we tend to focus on the negative. The sting of disappointment, the fear of judgment, the feeling of not being good enough. But what if we flip that script? What if instead of seeing failure as a dead end, we saw it as an opportunity for growth? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about embracing failure. First off, failure is feedback, plain and simple. Think of it like this, you're learning a new skill, like playing the guitar. You're not going to strum perfect chords on your first try, right? You're going to hit some sour notes, maybe even drop the pick a few times. But each mistake teaches you something, helps you refine your technique, and eventually leads you to that beautiful melody. Second, failure helps us identify our weaknesses. We all have them, trust me. Nobody's perfect. But when things don't go as planned, it forces us to take a hard look at what we need to improve. Maybe it's a skill gap, a communication issue, or even just a lack of planning. Once we know where we're falling short, we can start working on those areas and build ourselves up stronger. Third, failure builds resilience. You know that feeling when you face a challenge, push through it, and come out the other side feeling like a total badass? That's the power of resilience. And guess what? Each time you overcome a setback, no matter how small, you're strengthening that mental muscle. Fourth, failure fosters creativity and innovation. Ever notice how some of the most groundbreaking inventions came from people who failed repeatedly before hitting the jackpot? Thomas Edison famously said, "I have not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." That's the mindset we need. Failure opens up new avenues, sparks fresh ideas, and pushes us to think outside the box. And finally, failure teaches us humility. It reminds us that we're not invincible, that we don't have all the answers, and that's okay. Humility allows us to learn from others, accept help when needed, and stay grounded even when things are going our way. Think about the time you faced a setback, something that felt like a major failure at the moment. Maybe it was a failed project at work, a tough breakup, or just not hitting your goals for the month. You know those moments, they suck. But take a second to reflect on what happened next. Did you dwell in self-pity? Or did you learn from the experience and come back stronger? I remember when I was starting out as a podcast host, I was so nervous about making mistakes. I overthought every word, every pause, every sound effect. Then, one day, I just decided to let go of that fear and embrace the imperfections. And guess what? My audience loved it. They connected with my authentic voice, even when I stumbled over a few words. That experience taught me a valuable lesson. It's okay to make mistakes as long as we learn from them and keep moving forward. So, let's reframe our thinking about failure not as a dead end, but as a chance to grow, to learn, and to become even more resilient. The key takeaway here is this: don't be afraid to fail. Embrace it, analyze it, and use it as fuel to keep pushing towards your goals. You'll surprise yourself with what you can achieve. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one way you're going to apply this lesson today? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts. Let's create a community of support and growth together. And remember, keep striving, keep learning, and keep pushing those boundaries. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and rock on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.